This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Summer, which just began, right, is running into labor shortages. In Philadelphia, 40% of the swimming pools won't open because they can't find the lifeguards. At a much larger scale, American Airlines canceled hundreds of flights this week, stranding travelers, with the airline blaming staffing shortages. In Hawaii, visitors are now coming in at pre-pandemic levels, 30,000 folks a day. Businesses welcome the demand, but are struggling to keep up. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin reports.
Just months ago, Hawaiian beaches were deserted, says University of Hawaii hospitality professor Jerry Agrusa.
And then the wave came. So it's a wave of tourists right now.
That's partly due to vaccinations and international travel restrictions. Hawaii is less of a hassle for Americans than, say, Paris, Agrusa says. But now there's a labor crisis. Unemployment in Hawaii soared during the pandemic. Yet these days, restaurants and hotels are scrambling to rehire.
What happened is a lot of folks left the industry. A lot of people left the island.
By which he means Oahu. There, near Waikiki Beach, is a cafe called Moke's Bread and Breakfast. Owner Keola Warren says customers are lining up, and he's scouring Craigslist.
I ran ads for 2 months straight and got two applicants, and neither were qualified for any of the positions they applied for.
Warren has scaled back the menu and hours. He's not expecting the rush to cool off this season. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.